This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Strong winds and lightning left about 6,000 homes and businesses without power early this morning in Racine and Kenosha counties. Crews are out working to get things plugged back in. The majority of the outages at this point are still in the city of Racine. More storms with hail and high winds are expected through the week, the latest coming up in the forecast. Kenosha police will share more details today about an arrest in a 1977 homicide case. James Terry Fowler, now 68, was charged with killing Ralph Ambrose Giannoli after cold case investigators reopened the case several years ago. Fowler was arrested in Memphis. Wisconsin lawmakers are pushing to end the 40-year-old vehicle emissions testing program. They say it's outdated and costly for drivers. Gubernatorial candidate and Congressman Tom Tiffany says he plans to seek an EPA waiver. Governor Evers' office hasn't yet responded. Construction has begun on Four Mile Road in northern Racine County, causing closures and detours around Wind Point in Caledonia. The project includes paving, drainage improvements, and new pedestrian paths. And the Racine Family YMCA's Bray Center Food Pantry is expanding. They're getting a $25,000 grant from the Hunger Task Force. They say that funding will boost access to fresh, locally grown food for Racine County residents. Their pantry is open on Tuesdays, and you do need an ID to get assistance. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The statewide debate over online sports betting is now in Governor Tony Evers' hands. Over the weekend on WISN 12's Upfront program, Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel CEO Dominic Ortiz urged the governor to sign the online betting bill, saying tribes should be allowed to operate mobile betting, calling it a chance to keep gaming revenue in Wisconsin. Ortiz says Pottawatomie is ready to launch once the bill is signed. The measure cleared both houses with bipartisan votes, but Evers says he's still listening to concerns from tribes that haven't endorsed the plan. 8 of the 11 Wisconsin tribes have voiced support through a joint letter if it does get passed. A lawsuit is likely waiting. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says the bill goes too far, claiming lawmakers don't have the power to authorize new forms of gambling. The group says it will sue if the governor signs it. OSHA has cited a maker of beauty products in Prescott, Wisconsin, for safety issues following an explosion and fire. The feds are proposing over $275,000 in fines that the company is contesting. A 55-gallon drum of nitrocellulose exploded, causing a fire with flammable liquids in the western Wisconsin community. OSHA says they found no proper training for new hires on chemicals, respiratory protection, or medical checks. Citations include 2 repeat violations, 10 serious ones for items like fire extinguishers and forklifts, and 6 other issues on records and material handling. And if you've ever heard of a scam targeting older people, there's a good chance it involved a crypto ATM. Wisconsin lawmakers passed a bill before they retired to crack down on those machines, which are often used in fraud schemes. The measure would limit daily transactions to $1,000 and require kiosk companies to refund money if victims report fraud quickly. Supporters say it's needed because scammers have stolen hundreds of millions of dollars nationwide through crypto ATMs. The bill heads to Governor Tony Evers for his signature. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Rays tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the series against Tampa Bay in Milwaukee. The Brewers losing 3-2 last night. Closer Trevor McGill giving up the go-ahead run in the 9th. The game starting out with the Brewers' new lefty, Kyle Harrison, surrendering a home run to the Rays' leadoff batter, Yandy Diaz. Harrison after the loss.
Good to get the first one out of the way. Obviously didn't start off how I wanted. You know, didn't execute a changeup, but felt like I bounced back pretty good and, you know, got the 5, you know, ideally 6, but, you know, worked a little too hard on those first couple innings.
Brewers' Pat Murphy.
I thought he threw the ball well, and for his first outing with us, I mean, he threw the ball really well and responded really well, especially after the first 2 innings.
The team picked up an outfielder, Luis Matos, in a trade with the Giants for cash. Women's college basketball. Wisconsin season comes to an end after losing to Columbia 67-50 in the WIBA tournament. The Bucks host the Dallas Mavericks tonight at 5 Surf Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We could get a quarter to a half inch of rain here through the day. Our high in the mid to upper 50s by early afternoon. Then temperatures will drop through the afternoon. Tonight down to 32 with some rain, maybe a little snow. Tomorrow some scattered rain and snow, 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.